The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 and a half in the morning. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And, in fact, they're getting ready to have a special event. We're going to talk about that in a little while. Good morning. And Bad Bob. Hello, Bad Bob. How are you? I'm glad to see
home
that
again.
You're home again. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
Good morning.
And
gone. There we go.
Because you're on the wrong microphone, ma'am.
I am?
Yes.
Okay, well, here we go. Look at this.
Okay, watch this. We have the capabilities of changing that.
Well, you know, people come in on the weekend. We love our shows, our weekend shows. One microphone was turned around in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
There
good morning,
it.
Everybody.
And we'll get everything else. We'll get everything else relaxed here in a minute. Okay. Hey. Ashley's here with us. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Yeah. I've had Ashley's and Ashley's around me for a week, so it's hard for me to keep them straight here. What's it look like?
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's currently 63 degrees. Our forecast calls for widespread haze, widespread smoke, sunny and hot with a high near 102, light and variable winds. Tonight, widespread haze, smoke, clear with a low of around 72, west wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. All right, so tomorrow, widespread haze as well, sunny and hot with 105, and then again, our hazy day tomorrow night with our lows of around 73.
My in-house fire expert says, expect smoke for weeks because the fire still burns. There's a lot of smoldering going on, and our conditions around here are going to, until we have a major shift in our weather, the smoke is in our eyes.
Yeah, that unfortunately, I mean, I think about what we're not seeing with the particles that we're breathing. Wednesday, widespread haze, of course. Let's just talk about the weather. 104. Thursday will be 103, and Friday will be 102. So we're in those triple-digit weather throughout the week. Not sure we're going to have sunny skies, like Bob said, and our evenings will be around in the 60s, high 60s or low 70s. The weather is brought to you. If you look at the forecast here and you look at, Carl, there's little boxes when we do the National Weather Forecast for the week. Every box on there for today up until Friday is all you see is gray.
Yeah. Haze.
That's it.
So it's hazy because it should say smoky.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. All right, so we've been through a lot of, I don't know, trauma is what I would say. I'm feeling, you know, when I'm writing things, I'm sluggish. I'm trying to, get word out to people from other parts of the country and in the world. And I'm feeling like there's a little bit of a sometimes when you're really moved by something, one can just have this flow of emotion that comes out. And there's something for me right now that just feels clogged, and I can't figure out what it is. But anyway, so everybody does these things. There's been trauma in layers here.
Oh, it has. And, you know, like every time you meet somebody, you know, it's something new. That, you know, a house burns down that wasn't in the fire, but it burns down, and people lose everything. You know, in Red Bluff. It's, you know, when you think, you're concentrating on, oh, gosh, all these things are happening, people losing their homes or businesses, the whole thing. But every so often, there's a ray there. And, you know, the ray is that, well, not every so often, there is the thing how people are pulling together to help each other. And just an example, we ran into Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor. And he had a number of people, of employees that were evacuated. So they ended up on his houseboats out there. He put them all up on his houseboats at Holiday Harbor, and then he had some of his managers were sleeping in the office Kevin was had a 1-year-old that was sleeping on his lap, you mm-hmm. know, for a long time, and then a customer,
somebody who had been a loyal customer in the Bay Area. You know, I know people felt this rippling effect of what we had experienced, what we were all experiencing, some more than others. Just wrote a generous donation for any of the victims or an organization of Kevin's choosing. But here is another beautiful thing of, you know, we had our family that came in. We want to share this story. Carl's daughter and son-in-law, which, you know, since I'm married, they're mine too, and I love that. I take them on wholeheartedly. And the grandkids. Ashlyn is going to be 16, and Michael is 12. And they said, we are coming, because school starts for them next week, we're coming, and we're going to be there. And so we tried to...
Unless the house is on fire.
Unless the house... And if
then
we
we'll
have
meet
to
you
evacuate,
in Sacramento.
Because we had this thing scheduled. Carl's birthday... We weren't on the air, but Carl's birthday, of course, was Saturday, and he turned a big 70 years old.
Well, in reality, it was
Sunday, but we celebrated on Saturday.
Right.
But it was yesterday. So feel free to call in and wish him happy birthday. But what? So it was a milestone birthday, and everybody
nobody asked me these things.
And everybody continued, the immediate family, meaning everybody else did not come because they were... You know, we've kind of told them, you know, well, this is what you're going to be facing if you come. But they came anyway, so we tried to do things.
We waved
things
off everybody else
right.
that was coming in because we wanted to keep those rooms available. And, you know, but I couldn't keep, you know, the kids were not going to say no.
And they stayed with us. And so we did things like we decided to go out to Holiday Harbor. And that's why we wanted to do such a shout out to what a great organization of Holiday Harbor and what they were, and we went on. We did the lake, we enjoyed the houseboat, but heard these stories, and it was interesting to see how a company comes together and houses people who have lost their homes on the houseboat.
There's as life goes on, like these things, and there's so many things we can do. And first of all, thank you so many people that did wish me happy birthday. And, you know, it's kind of strange, you know, under these, you know, under what's going on, you know, life goes on, but you feel kind of like, oh, okay, you know, I had a birthday and it was cool. And really had, you know, some super things happen, but mainly the kids coming up, and they had asked me last year what I wanted for a present this year. And I said, that was it. I did not expect the car fire to be right in the middle of it. So, okay, for right now, let's get an update because I just saw an update click up. So, Ashley, what do we have here? Or Bob, either one, whoever's got it up. Come on. Let's
all right. Well, we'll kind of tag team on this. The acreage count stands at 163,2007 as of the 8 a.m. update. Residential structures, 1,080. Thankfully, that has not changed since last night. So overnight, nobody else lost their house. Total number of commercial structures destroyed, 24. Other things like outbuildings, 500. 1,200 structures remain under threat. Overnight, heavy timber areas and steep drainages were challenging firefighting efforts as the front moved over into Trinity County. Firefighters' big effort right now is mitigating potential spot fires over control lines. In fact, Saturday night, as we were moving back into the house, we noted quite a few structure protection units from agencies from all over the state staged along Placer Road because there was a flare-up in the fire, and they were ready for ashfall to create spot fires. We went out looking, and one of the spot fires along power line is a quarter mile from my place.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That was, that's how close the bullet came. And we moved
back in. Not yeah. so fast.
We were finding charred leaves, pine needles, and things like that all over our deck. That thankfully did not ignite a spot, but we are not out of this yet. So just, you know, keep your.
It turned back on French Gulch yesterday mm-hmm. or day before.
That's the one that caused all the structure protection units yeah. to come out. And these guys are, they're out there, they're getting tired. They do appreciate all the public support they're being shown. So, we are still pulling together, but it's a long haul to get out of this mess.
Anything else you have there, Ashley, then?
I was just looking at the maps, and we have one little gap in the French Gulch community area where the car fire is not listed as having burned, but everywhere around it has. But there are spot fires showing up on top of the word Lewiston.
Well, Lewiston, they had a city meeting yesterday. He said they didn't think Lewiston was in danger, but the fire's moving. Unless I totally misunderstood that.
Yeah, the maps that I'm looking at is currently put together by City of Reading, and so it shows the perimeter of the fire and then spot fire sections out, and that gives a good indicator for where it's going. But it's covering up the word Lewiston.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, we're gonna take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to continue these updates. One of the things, Lindsay, and I want to go through is 15 ways that businesses are helping the residents here. And also want to talk about, the local assistance center, and another person fighting this fire died over the weekend, too. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Right now they're on sale for $999. They starting now the newest Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts as you move. Sleep Number.
My Sleep Number setting is 55, and I've been very happy moving it around, and get a good night's sleep on your Sleep Number today, next to the Vitamin Shop in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Discover health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. It's 63 degrees, going up to 101 today. Let me see, what's the air quality index going to be? Well, we're going to kiss the sky here. It's going to be not good. Not good, everybody.
I pulled up the Shasta County site, and obviously their sensors need calibration because while it shows Anderson is unhealthy, it shows Reading is in the good range, and I don't believe that for an instant.
Well, we pulled up another one. It's unhealthy, 152. Part of 152. So, hey, you know what? We talk about, before we go on into how businesses are helping, I want to talk about... You know, this is one that, and he's going to probably be upset, but because I'm talking about this, but Bill Casparino on SST Oil. When you think about it, and here's a guy. He too has been evacuated from his house, but his guys over there, his guys and girls over at SST Oil, have been supplying fuel to the to Anderson Fairgrounds. They've got fuel tenders there. They've got them over at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. They've been supplying fuel to the Trinity County Sheriff and Trinity County Jail for their emergency generators. In Weaverville, they've been taking daily trips at Tops Market, keeping their generator going so they have food because the power's cut off. They're cutting CFN cards for deputies coming in from all over, so they'll be able to get gas. And they're keeping the CFN sites going, so the community, their fuel tender in French Gulch is still there, even though the place has been evacuated for people that didn't evacuate so they can get gas.
Right.
Jet loads supplying helicopter and aircraft companies. And, you know, through all of this, this is what they've been doing. And, you know, you can go on and on about what SST Oil has done to help in our community and help in fighting this fire. But, I mean, and that's just around here.
Right.
We're not talking about how they're moving fuel and everything to these, you know, to these battle sites throughout Northern California.
And that's what they are, battle sites.
And he's not saying anything because, you know, I saw something and I just said, I know you're in the middle of this, Bill. Just give me a little bit of an update. And he did. And he said, you know what? This is going to go on. He says, we'll keep doing this thing. And he really, so Bill, don't get upset because I'm talking about the great things that you all did. But this is another example of another company that is out there. And their people are also risking their lives, going up there, keeping the fuel moving. Because once the fuel stops, the bulldozers stop. And once the bulldozers stop and the fire trucks stop, guess what? Fire takes over. Okay. Thanks a lot to SST Oil. Okay. You know, something else, too, is that we've got different ways that people are helping back up. Helping our city back up. Before that, though, a PG&E lineman, 21 years old, lost his life out here on the western side on an ATV. He was moving from spot to spot, helping to get the lines back up and get power back up, and he was killed in a wreck. And you know, kind of the ironic thing was he lived in Santa Rosa and left from there and came up here.
So, wow.
21 years old. And died this weekend. So, our thoughts and prayers go out to him, too. So,
Bob.
Jimmy's on the phone. He's got a great tip because I have one of these things. Hey, Jimmy, you're on KCNR.
Hi, folks.
Hey, Jimmy.
For those of you out there who have swamp coolers, if you can or if you know somebody that'll do it for you, take the cooler pad doors off and hose the pads down. You don't have to take the pads out of the door, but just hose the pads down and drain your swamp cooler, because I just did that to mine the other day, and it was filthy with ashes. It looked like cigarette water. So,
wow. Yeah, that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Somebody had recently, I can't remember because we've run into so many people who said that they were having a terrible asthmatic fits, and they have a swamp cooler, and it's... Oh, that their grandchildren were around and through the smoke in the swamp. She said, I have a swamp cooler, and the kids were getting sick. And this is great to hear because it's a great tip. Thank you, Jimmy.
You got it.
All are right, you okay, thanks. Jimmy? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Carl. Yep, everything's great. I'm off work right now. I'm not working at the moment because of a back injury. But other than that, I'm pretty good.
I think there's going to be lots of work for people like you around here, yeah. So you don't have to leave.
Yep, we're ready for you.
Okay. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, guys.
You bet. Hey, Jimmy works in the construction trade and usually works out of town because that's where he was getting, getting work. Listener, listened to us for a long time, has come to a couple of the events that we've been at, but that's a great idea. If you got a swamp cooler, drain it.
Yeah.
Take the sides off, spray it with water, get all that ash out of there because all you're breathing now is just the ash particles. And I would say do this probably at least once a week.
Yeah, we had actually turned ours on trying to pressurize the house to keep the smoke out, figuring it would filter through. Well, the filters are now just filthing, as he said. I have to drain all the water out. Fortunately, we have a Alliance Heating and Air installed dual system. And we were able to, my filters are going to look like something off the butt end of a cigarette, but at least they're working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, some of the ways people are helping.
Well, we have Vineyard City Church of Reading is partnering with Living Hope Compassion Ministries and Reading Seventh-day Adventist Church in Red Bluff. Volunteers will hand out backpacks full of school supplies to children, and Clifford the Big Red Dog also pay a visit to hand out books. The event is on Thursday on Eureka Way from 4 to 8. They'll also supplies and some gift cards. So that's at Eureka 2828 Eureka Way on this Thursday. Grant applications are going to be at the Shasta High School for those people facing financial hardships who've lost more than $500 because of the car fire. Fund was established by United Way of Northern California and Tri-Counties Bank. So you have to bring in a proof of identity and of your residence. Of course, Shasta College established two GoFundMe accounts to provide assistance to students and employees affected by the car fires. So you might want to go to GoFundMe.com, Shasta College.
On the local assistance center at Shasta High School, and it's open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., through Wednesday, then they're going to move it to another spot.
Oh, okay.
We'll make sure that everybody knows what that spot is. I'm not going to tell you where I think it's going, though. When I mentioned it to the to Barry Tippin, he goes, "How'd you know that?" And I went, "Can't reveal my sources, Barry." And but they are going to be moving it, and they're going to move all that stuff together. So remember all the things that can help you with at the at that local assistance center. I mean, we're talking about building permits, housing, replication of driver's licenses, social security cards, all of those things.
Now, we have talked about this, and we've listened to this on numerous occasions about during trauma at times like this and the drastic changes from moment to moment is that we often, how do we escape? So one of those great ways of escaping are concerts. And tonight, Pat Benatar is going to, she has just said, "I'm coming to Reading. I will be here." Put some money where your mouth is. What she did is she bought 100 tickets at her own concert, and the Cascade Theater doubled that, so there'll be 200 seats tonight for people free that have been affected by the fire. How you tell them, okay, I don't know what you do there, but
you visit Shasta, ShastaRCF.org for more information on the fund and then how to get these tickets. Hey, we have friends
at the Fly Shop, and we thank them so much.
Bertha and Mike Michalak.
Owners of the Fly Shop. But their staff got together.
Yeah.
And raised $7,500.
And that's going to go to, and they're providing our community. You know, of course, you get the, you get the Shasta RCF.org/funds/CDRF. But these are all going to these funds, too. Now, we're all running down to the Iron Mountain Tattoo Car Fire Relief Benefit. 100% of the proceeds to aid in relief work, accepting walk-ins all day starting 12 p.m.
So if you want to get a tat, they're donating this to the Car Fire people. That's cool. Iron, and that's the Iron Mountain Tattoo Parlor. So that's going to be
everybody
tomorrow.
Helps in their
that's
own way.
Be tomorrow, donating 100% of the proceeds. That begins at noon, 260 Hartnell Avenue. If you don't live here and like to help, you can donate directly to the StrongerThanCark.com.
Okay, Pilgrim Congregational Church is going to be throwing a concert. Love is Thicker Than Smoke, performed by New Blue, is scheduled 7 to 9 on Wednesday. That's on Foothill Boulevard. And it's open to residents whose homes were destroyed or damaged by the fire as well.
Dan's Optical and Boutique in the city of Shasta Lake is offering free replacement lenses and glasses, as is Christy Davis, Reading Optometrist, here in town at and on Park Marina Drive. And she can be reached at 222-7271. So two different optometrists, one in the city of Shasta Lake and one here in Reading, are offering free she's honoring Red Cross Eyes of Hope gift certificates that include eye exams and glasses. Dan needs you to bring a prescription, and he's gonna build you a set of glasses and frames from that. All of this free.
So Mosaic Chef, I'm sure you've heard that, but the Mosaic Chef James Verebs served up over 5,000 meals. Working its way into residential neighborhoods on July 26th. As the executive chef of Mosaic, the restaurant at the Sheraton Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, he put others before himself, utilizing his expertise as a culinary magician. He saw the firefighters giving everything they have with their skill set, so I thought, well, what can I do to help? He's a 13-year North State resident. I have the skill that I've crafted for a long time. It can feed the masses. That was going to be a need for it, and it didn't sit well with me. And by the way, Guy Ferrari came along and sent a crew of some of his workers, and they served over, let's see, pasta and coleslaw and 1,000 people for lunch and another 1,000 tonight, according to one of his posts. So that's pretty cool.
You know, before we take a break, at the visit by Stephen Hurst, Hurst Western Properties, and Mark Emerson, of course, of Sierra Pacific Industries presented $120,000 in gifts to the Car Fire Community Disaster Relief. That's right, $120,000 from Sierra Pacific Industries and Hurst Western Properties. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. But do let me talk about our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Have them come out and be checking in, you know, have them looking at your air conditioning units. Those of you who were evacuated, who came back, I know how busy they are, but give them a call. See if they can come out. Make sure your air conditioner is working and scrubbing those filters, emptying the the water out of your
swamp cooler.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Your ductwork may need swamping out too.
Yeah,
it's pretty rough. Yeah.
All of this. Alliance Heating and Air. Their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Make a wave of flag. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is a KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It is about, 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Here, it's 63 degrees. It's going up to 101 today. The air quality index is unhealthy and will continue to be. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Newest branch at 1845 California Street. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday. And Friday, 9 to 6. Find out how they're moving local dreams forward. Okay. Just some other thoughts on the what's going on here is that, you know, for the last week, 10 days, I haven't really been paying attention to other news.
Right.
I can't really tell you. I can't really tell you everything that's happening. But so last couple of days, I kind of looked and see, you know, was looking at it and said, okay, what's going on? And I was surprised to see that the Trump derangement, what do you call it, syndrome, has just gone even further than I ever thought it was.
It's
you
hard.
Have Misha Brzezinski, who is at her very best, has a tenuous string to reality, has now gone on and said that President Trump is totally unhinged, that the people around him should take control and say this to people so he can be removed. And as Bob points out, it's called a coup. The other things that you're seeing thing is people are saying stuff about people that voted that are Republican, and that how we are intoxicated, we are blatantly haters. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And I was thinking,
you know, at one point before the fire, when you're really looking at something that's important as people's lives and how people can come together. You know, people in our town, whether they're conservative or liberal or you know, way one way or the other, they're pulling together because we're in this together. And, you know, the country needs to take a deep breath and take a step back.
Let us not forget that Linda only voted conservative because you told her to.
That's right. That's right. And all my employees.
If you believe
no,
that.
No, it was all my employees, too. I told all my employees how to vote because, you know, that you know, if you didn't, I was going to fire you or something. I'm not sure.
If you believe that, I got beachfront property and I go, I want to sell you.
I tell you. And I go. And here's I goes on fire. You know, every time you turn around and mention something, they'll be on fire. But this things that are going on in our community now. And so now, you know, being associated with Nazis in the Republican Party, I mean, that's gotten so it doesn't even make any difference. You know, people not even reacting to that anymore. So now they have to go beyond that. So then you get to Portland, where you have a conservative, you know, you have free speech, want to march, and then Antifa showing up. Oh, and now the complaint is the cops are being rougher on Antifa than they are on the other side. Well, maybe it's because Antifa is armed and is assaulting people. Could it be that? I mean, here we are. We're looking at a real disaster here around us. And then you look out further at these things that these people are saying and doing, and you realize just how stupid it is. I mean, it is stupid. Misha, you're stupid for doing this. You just are.
You
I mean, here,
call,
okay, I'm calling
don't
you
call
stupid.
A name.
Okay, well, no, I am. But you're not stupid, but you're saying stupid things.
Okay.
In a time when there is reality in the world, here's the reality: people have lost their homes, they've lost everything in their lives, and you're saying these things when, indeed, if just the mainstream media would do one thing, how about taking a break and taking a deep breath, and how about us kind of like maybe start working together a little bit? Oh, he's calling us the enemy. Oh, I need Jim Acosta. I need, in fact, all the reporters. They're calling for all the reporters to have armed guards now.
Yuck.
This is how far up they are.
I understand our esteemed governor has finally figured out that there is, in fact, populated areas north of Woodland.
Yeah,
and made a visit.
He visited us.
Okay, does the name...
would-be governor never showed his face.
Does the name Alex Jones mean anything to you?
Oh yeah, he's the guy from... Now there's another guy
okay,
that's way
I'm
out
reading
there.
Okay, Apple and he's Facebook clamped down on content by Alex Jones. Here's a good... I think this is good. They clamped down on content by Alex Jones, the former pulling five of his podcasts, and the latter removing pages controlled by him. Apple confirmed on Monday that it had removed five out of six podcasts, which includes Jones' infamous The Alex Jones Show, as well as a number of other InfoWar audio streams. The news was originally reported by BuzzFeed News. Jones, a controversial conspiracy theorist who claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, has been hit with other content bans from the likes of Google, YouTube, and Spotify. So, just so you know, he has been banned.
Let me tell you what I think about that. I think that's wrong, too. And I'll tell you why. Okay, you're banning him because you disagree with what he says. So you are one of the major ways of passing information. And so now you're going to ban somebody. Well, you're taking away their right to say something, no matter how ridiculous it is. That would be like me saying, hey, Misha has got to be banned from MSNBC because she is saying things that are hateful. Is MSNBC being pulled from their podcast? No. Can anybody say anything? What about the woman who now works for the New York Times as one of their editors who said that white people, because of our skin, can't be out in the sun and we should be below ground groveling in tunnels? Well, that was put on and was not taken off. So, see, when they're starting, you know, again, you start to pick and choose, oh, it's going to be a conservative, but it's not going to be a liberal. And then a woman who reported on that using the exact same words she used, except she changed the word white to Jewish, was pulled. They pulled all of her tweets, and then she went back, and they came back and apologized to her, saying, oh, okay, we're sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should not have been pulled. So,
for years, there have been efforts to stifle talk radio, especially conservative talk radio. But I will be the first to say that Alex Jones is a nut. But in this country, you have the right to be a nut and say nutty things. And that's what makes us so good. We have crazy people, yes, but you're, as long as you don't directly hurt somebody, you're allowed to be crazy.
You know, that's the thing, too, is so when they start doing this, and again, you're looking at major ways of people getting news and passing stuff around. Yeah, Alex Jones, as is Paul Preston, who is, you know, no longer in our station for a real good reason. But they are on these ones that believe that the Sandy Hook is a fake and all these things are a fake and that the government's the one that did 9/11. I mean, the whole thing. But there are people out there that, you know, that a very small percentage, albeit, but still. But to do that, say, okay, you know, we don't have a right to say we do not agree. So I guess that would be kind of like the Record Searchlight saying, okay, I don't agree with what you're saying about the rebuilding of Reading. So we're just not going to cover it at all, and we're going to ignore it, and we're going to keep people from listening to it. So
I've heard it put forward that by someone who I generally regarded as being fairly rational, that all these fires were a depopulation effort to force everybody into the cities. Really?
Oh,
I've heard that one, too. I just
come on.
I smile, nod my head, and take another shot of Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Hey, I would just like to thank, officially, my wife.
Here.
Linda, for everything you've done. And keeping everything together around here, moving the station forward. During one of the worst crises in our whole area, you and your little sister Karen, our little obsessive compulsive Karen,
you have to know the story.
Completely redid the house and all that. So when my family came in, it was perfect. And I don't get a chance to thank you publicly a lot.
But I
do now, and thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You do so much for us and everybody. So, anyway,
we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Jen Air dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Good morning, everybody. I hope your day is starting off well.
This goes out. Oh, sorry. This goes out to all the firefighters. Hold the line.
You know, that's what I was thinking as we're talking about our first responders. And we talk about our firefighters. But then you got to say, as we're talking about our law enforcement personnel, too. But then you talk about, what about our linesmen that are out there? You know, our REU linesmen who got all the power back going in the city of Redding almost immediately. Then the PG&E. People are out there fighting out in the hinterlands, one who just died. And then all of these other trucks, all these service trucks
There's
are coming
an
in
army
from,
of them.
From all over, coming in to refix our services here. So I guess I saw a sign that says, thank you, all responders. And I guess that's it. Thank you, all responders, for everything you've done. Everything you've done to help and to get us going again. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip in the windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's not going to waste your time. He's just going to fix it. He guarantees his work for life. He's a veteran. He's a man of his word. He's got high integrity. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 241-8373 for a phone number if for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street right here in Redding. Okay, moving on. I guess with all the things, other things that are happening around in the world, and we're going to start catching up on those, but we're still talking about the things that have happened right here in Redding. The people that have reached out, we have, I had somebody that lost his home and his vehicle and his tools, and he said, people have been so generous in the basic necessities. He says, really, everybody ought to just stop and wait a week. Mm-hmm. And then let's see what see the other things like towels and soap and all those kind of things. And then what about clothing? Clothing for people, but pots and pans. Linda's putting together boxes of extra stuff that we've managed to accumulate of pots and pans and really good stuff, but we just don't use them anymore.
Right.
So we're looking at that. We're looking at food you can donate. And we're emptying closets of stuff. Of things that are really, in good shape that we've just stored.
Yeah. Well, people may be renting, and of course, as it's happening, the house has been vacant across the street from us for months, and they were thinking about renting it to, to Bethel students. And I don't know, we all know that when Bethel students come in for the 3 months, they really, I think, deserve like, 1,000 to come in, and take up rentals.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing here is there's a couple houses around us that are getting the houses ready for those families that are in desperate need of homes that have been burnt out, and they're renting until they rebuild. Now, how long is it going to take to rebuild? Who knows?
Well, years.
We're hearing it's taking almost, even the Santa Rosa people are taking
Well, the reason
years.
Is right now, by the time, you know, they get the insurance settled and they get that stuff cleared, it's going to be winter. So you're not going to be building during winter. So I would say spring is when they're going to start building again. And then we've got to take a look at, you know, the number of companies around here that can build. And this is where it gets really, really important, my friends, is to make sure that the people you're dealing with are reputable people, that they have insurance, that they're contractors, that they're licensed, and that they, and when I say they have insurance, that's, you know, if anything happens on your property, they're liable for it, not you liable for it. And that the way your property is cleaned is also going to be, it's going to be prescribed. This is one of the things we talked about last week after talking to Barry Tippin, is that they're going to, like Santa Rosa, contracted out to those, to the Corps of Engineers from the United States of America's Corps of Engineers to clear everything because of all of the hazardous and toxic materials, and that nobody in that city had the ability to do that at that type of scale. And so, and all that stuff has to be put someplace, too. So it can't just be dumped into your local landfill. It can't, you know, some of it can be put on the beaches, as we heard. You can put some of them on the beach, and it just takes it out. And okay, Bob, what?
We heard this rumor about FEMA coming in and laying down the law as far as rebuilds go. Have we been able to put that to rest? Because it sounded like hysteria to me.
Well, here's what it is. President Trump just declared this a major disaster zone. And what happens then is now FEMA comes in. So when we start talking about how we do things around here, FEMA and other government agencies are going to be involved. So we don't know yet. There is a meeting going on right now, however, that they're talking about all of this. And tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Aaron Reznor, who's at the meeting, is going to join us and talk about this.
Hopefully
this is because,
well,
they may not be rumors. The thing is if it comes in, one of the problems is that one of the concerns is that to work with the government, you got to have a $5 million insurance policy. Now, oh, yeah, $5 million, that just takes out a lot of people right away. So there's going to be the problem. The fear was that it's just going to be all government agencies or other agencies coming in here, and our people are left out totally. That may be to an extent, but we're going to find out more. It may be to an extent for the cleanup, but not the reconstruction, if that makes sense.
Didn't we also hear that they're going to accelerate classes, put in more classes at the Builders Exchange so we can get some more qualified electricians and builders and framers and things like that in the pipe?
I think that Joe Comeni was talking about that. I know that Shasta College is pushing people through as fast as they can. That we're going to have people trained, but we're not going to have enough. We're talking not just the houses destroyed. But we're also talking about how many that were damaged. Yeah. Well, 500 damaged, and it says 190 damaged. Well, look at just what you've been going through on the smoke. What about the ones that maybe had a wall scorched?
Yeah.
Or things like this.
A
wall scorched. Now it's going to take contractors to come in here. They may have to replace the whole wall. Mm-hmm. Who knows? If they're going to have to go in there, see how much damage was done out of the interior. Here's the other thing. There's going to be so many families out there that perhaps we're underinsured, so they don't have enough. They're not going to have enough money to rebuild totally. So now you got to get into FEMA, into loans, low cost loans. Are they going to be bringing in trailers? An idea that came out was letting people put their RVs in these trailers, giving it out to Stillwater and putting it out there. They already have electricity and sewer lines and all these things. Is to put a place out there for several hundred people.
Yeah.
Of course, it's being sold at the same time to this other group, but this, the RVs and all this would be a temporary portion of it. That idea was pushed out. You know, again, we've got to be thinking outside the box on how to take care of our people. Where's FEMA going to put all these trailers?
Yeah, the fairgrounds comes to mind. Yeah.
You know, the fairgrounds, that's one place to put it. Fairgrounds, there's a couple of different fairgrounds, but you want to keep them relatively close inside here in the city.
I just coined a phrase I want to put out there. Beware the catastrophe carpetbaggers. Mm-hmm. These are the unscrupulous folks who are going to come up and say, hey, I'm a contractor. I work under the table. So if you pay me, you give me a couple thousand, I'll get your place all fixed up. You hand them the money and you never see them again. Mm-hmm. Beware. Ask for some credentials.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind everybody that there's a company, Cal North Forestry, who does a lot of this commercial fire-safe landscape ground cleaning forestry, has got a minimum 2 hours donated free to you to help get cleaned up. Give him a call. His name's Tom Yeomans, and you give him a call at 209-9473. It's 209-9473. That's Cal North Forestry, CNF. And he has, he's licensed and insured. Minimum 2 hours donated time with hand crew. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Chicago being described as a war zone by one beleaguered paramedic. More than 60 people have been shot citywide since Friday. At least 10 of them died. In some cases, a gunman fired into crowds, seemingly at random. Chicago's police chief, Fred Waller, says at least some of the attacks were gang-related.
What I promise you is that we won't be defeated. I mean, I promise this city that we won't be defeated. We won't be overrun by that small group, that small element that's committing these reckless acts.
Chicago police expected to discuss the violence epidemic in a few hours. Senator Rand Paul has met with Russian lawmakers in Moscow, and he is inviting them to visit the U.S. The Kentucky Republican says American and Russian lawmakers need closer contact. He says right now, our biggest problem is no dialogue. Secretary of State Pompeo says sanctions are a pillar of U.S. policy toward Iran.
Returning to Washington from a three-nation trip to Southeast Asia, Pompeo says the sanctions will continue to be rigorously enforced. He says the U.S. would like to find a way to move past the sanctions, but he adds that would require enormous change. Pompeo says it's pretty simple. They've got to behave like a normal country. European foreign ministers have expressed regret at the reimposition of sanctions and insist the Iran nuclear deal is making good on its goal of limiting Iran's nuclear program.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi is stepping down this year, winnowing further the already small number of women running Fortune 500 companies. Rick Gates, who cut a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller's team, expected to take the stand this week, the financial fraud trial of his former boss, Paul Manafort. On Wall Street, the Dow down 24 points. The NASDAQ is up 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
11 starving children rescued from a squalid makeshift compound in New Mexico. Police hunting for a missing 3-year-old raided the site near the Colorado border.
In their search for the 3-year-old boy who's been missing since November, police were alerted to the compound by a message that said the people inside were starving. The child was not there, but instead officers found 11 other children, aged from 1 to 15, and 5 adults. The local sheriff said the captives were dressed in rags and had only a few potatoes and a box of rice to eat. He said it was the saddest conditions he'd seen in his 30 years in his job. two men have been arrested, including the father of the missing boy.
That's the BBC's Joanna Jolly. Saudi Arabia ordering the Canadian ambassador to leave the kingdom within 24 hours after Canada criticized the recent arrest of women's rights activists. News and analysis, townhall.com. The actress who played the wise and patient house mother in TV's The Facts of Life has died.
The role that for many would define Charlotte Rae's career began not on The Facts of Life, but on Different Strokes. It was there that she first portrayed Edna Garrett before NBC spun off Facts of Life the following season. In this 2016 interview, Rae said that she and the cast of the show remained in touch over the years.
I'm still close to the girls. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Now it's woman to woman, not woman to children.
Charlotte Rae died yesterday. Her publicist says she was diagnosed last year with bone cancer, this after beating pancreatic cancer. Charlotte Rae was 92. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Tops at the weekend box office, Mission Impossible Fallout, leading all films for the second consecutive week with an estimated $35 million in ticket sales. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindeby. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And this Friday, August the 10th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., you meet with the Rocky Patel representative and hear about their newly released cigars. Current and new released cigars be offered at a buy two, get one free. You know what? This has been on for a long time, so this is a way to kind of come downtown, down to our friends down there on Hilltop, and maybe just take a respite from what's going on here at Tobacco and Brew.
Right? Hey, it's currently 63 degrees. Our highs today will be 101. As we look through the week from the National Weather Forecast, it just throughout the week, just get ready for it, haze. I mean, usually we get these little boxes that, you know, show you a sun or show you, like if it's foggy. But we do have haze, heavy haze, widespread smoke, sunny and hot for the rest of the week with our temperatures all around over triple digits. And that's what we're looking forward to. So we just have to let you know that's what it says.
The new norm.
That's for this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And one thing before we go to the phone, on a happy note, it's National Wiggle Your Toes Day. It's National Fresh Breath Day. And it's National Root Beer Float Day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Those are happy notes.
So, Sally, are you going to be happy today with the
Wiggle Your Toes
the
Day?
The Wiggle Your Toes Day?
I would be happy to have a root beer float.
Me too.
And you can wiggle your toes while you're doing it. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know we are having a meeting tonight. As you know, last week we canceled our meeting due to the fire and the smoke and all that. Tonight we have two different things going on. Mark Kent was recently back in Nashville, Tennessee, because he was invited back there by the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow's law firm. They are in the process of making a documentary about the IRS targeting of Tea Party groups. And he was asked to be part of that documentary.
Because
so
he was
back there.
Yeah, well, he was targeted. The group was targeted, right?
The group was targeted, and he's our financial guy, so he handled all of the paperwork and so forth. So he dealt with the ACLJ, and so we're going to have him talk about his trip back to Nashville and what that was like, and then after he does his presentation, then we're going to be talking about the fire and possibly putting together a convoy to take stuff over to Trinity County, because Trinity County is landlocked. As you know, 299 is closed, and the only way they can get stuff to them is up 36 or down through up through Oregon and down. So they are having a hard time getting donations and help to their people that have been evacuated.
There's a way back through out of French Gulch, but it's rough to get back in there that way.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough going either way.
Yeah,
so I have heard that if you're taking stuff over there, you can get a police escort through. So that's what we're working
on. Okay. Well, that'd be, if you can get up $299 if you're escorted, that'd be cool. You can take a bunch of stuff up there. Okay.
Yeah.
Let us know what goes on with that, Sally.
I will.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Oh, and that's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnie View Church. It's the church on South Bonnie View.
The unnamed church. The church
the
church with no name.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks, Sally.
All right. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay. You know, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Massad of Enjoy the Magazine. And
good morning.
We are trying to slowly but surely bring ourselves back to normalcy. And it's going to be a while.
But I
believe, and I know you all believe too, and I know Linda believes it. I'm not sure about Bob. But if we march on with our lives and keep things going like this, that it helps. It will help everybody moving forward.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
we can do what we can to help people move forward. Yep. We give as much emphasis to those fundraisers and all that, but we keep moving forward. And one of the ways we move forward is by keeping your business going.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you all do is put out a beautiful magazine about so many wonderful things that happen in Northern California.
And finding and being able to find grace because, for people in loss.
Yeah.
Because there's been a few incidences here since this has happened where, running our businesses, sometimes people that have been affected feel like for some reason somebody, the store or something has been insensitive in some way. And the thing is, what I've really found is that they're being hypersensitive,
Right.
Just comments and things like that. I'm just bringing this up only because of the fact that, we try so hard as an organization to do the best that we can for ourselves and for our families and for our friends and for our community.
And to keep things very positive, too.
That it's sometimes difficult when people lash out. And so, and they have, just basic things from, posting something on social media about something that's in the store. And the name of the company is called Fire and Light. And then somebody makes a comment about how being distasteful that you would post something with the word fire in it. And it's like,
we are Free Fire Radio. And I think about that, but that was named after it's a military term. It was, it's been around 100 years.
And that's my point.
But I could see where people could be upset.
We as people are people too.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point I was at my breaking point where I wanted to lash out. And of course, we have a rule within the organization that we take 24 hours before we do anything, just because sometimes. But yeah, it's like, come on, really, like, seriously.
And we're the same people
we happened
we were
to
before.
Post just before it was the morning of when the fire broke out.
Right.
But it was a way of communicating. We have a way of communicating to a lot of our shoppers that want to know when something comes in. So by posting, it allows them to know that this is a collectible that they're part of, and they can come get it because we got a shipment in.
Right.
And then, of course, so that's why I was saying, at Grace, I really had to say, okay, I'm going to give this person grace because I don't know the backstory. Maybe she's lost everything. I don't know. But it's like, come on. Exactly, Bob. Come on.
Right.
I'm saying we all need to just find grace.
Everybody needs to be. We've run into people, we've run into the law enforcement, and this is that people are being really rude, and they were surprised about that. But
Too law enforcement.
But now then we've heard from the other side saying, I've had some of these National Guard guys say things. I don't care if you die, those kind of things. So what you have, but everybody agrees on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ones they were talking to me were the Highway Patrol, who are not your local guys, but he says it's. Because they're just enforcing the rules of CAL FIRE. I can't let you back in.
Sure.
Reading Police, on the other hand, was getting all types of accolades because of the way they were handling it.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they go, I'll give you 5 minutes. Give me your ID. You better be back in 5 minutes.
Sure.
You're back in 5 minutes. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
You weren't back in 5 minutes. Here they come.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's just the way, you know, that people are perceived in this. It's a
little bit of insight, just because we have, and if we have to take a break, just tell me at any point, but a little bit of insight on this, and I'm sure you guys probably know because of the how connected you are. Same with us, how connected we are. Very interesting. A lot of people don't realize, but our friends from the South that suffered this, was it last year or the year
Santa
before?
Rosa. Santa Rosa. Yeah. Last year.
They sent up an envoy of their people to kind of help us through this and show us where the pitfalls happened.
Yeah, they were up talking to Barry Tippin. Yeah. They're coming up and saying, hey, look, this is what we ran into.
Yeah, friends that were in those meetings. And, you know, it's no secret, but some of the stuff that they shared was absolutely shocking, what transpired after the fire with their residents and allowing them to go back into their neighborhoods and fire zones so quickly.
Right.
And I won't go into the details, but let's just say, you know, the loss of life prior or during the fire in some cases was less than the loss of life after going back, just from the emotional stress.
Emotional stress of going back and having lost so much. Yes. And then all of a sudden an argument with somebody on the street.
That and self-harm and just overwhelming things. Self-harm. So they were like saying, you know, basically, hey, you know, slow your roll. This is a big pitfall. I know that people want to get back in, but you really need to have the infrastructure in place so that when people go back to their neighborhoods, they have the support that they need to handle.
Electricity, water.
And the emotional instability, you know.
Well, Patty Bay, we'll take a break in a second, but Dr. Patty Bay was on. She says, this is something that's going to take years.
Oh,
this
is
a huge event, and that you can't try to hold it in. You've got to let it out. You've got to share this, and there's got to be counselors everywhere out there that people can talk to.
My point exactly.
And just exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And that children, you know, look how lucky we are. We're all together and we're all alive. But children have lost, as have the parents, have lost everything.
And children don't have the capacity. We don't give them as much credit as we should, because children are incredibly bright. But the emotional capacity of loss of just even a stuffed animal.
Oh boy!
You know, we've experienced that in our
own store.
Sure. You know, one of our family members that works at Joy lost her home. Her mother lost her home. They lost everything, and you know, they have a 6-year-old, going to be 7, and he's just adorable, but like, you know, the loss of his stuffed animals have been like just crippling to him emotionally.
Right. Sure.
You know, it was everything to him. Yeah. You know, we forget how simple things, you know, can, you know, and they're safe, but the safety still, you know.
The safety the safety is there. The kids understand they're safe, but they don't understand everything else.
Yeah.
And the concept of safe, they've always been safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we all have a child within us. I mean, and that's something that we should always embrace. And I tell, you know, Carl.
Mine's huge.
Carl, mine is too. And Carl is a warrior, so he thinks in a different level. And I try to explain him, and I'm sharing with you also as we talk about these things out loud, and I'm encouraging people to talk about things out loud, that it's the touch, the smell, the aesthetic thing. We as women, we as a community, that tablecloth, that quilt that grandmother made, that china that was from the family, the things that we gather around, it's part of our love, of our fabric, of a sense. So, yeah, we really have to be mindful of that, not just say, and that's what Patty Bay, we say, Dr. Patty Bay, it's not just stuff.
Mm-mm.
It's there's a fabric of your life in those little tiny things that mean a lot. So on that note, we'll take a break. Be thinking about that. Again, like what James Masada said, please have grace during these moments.
You know, Four Winds Jewelry is offering for people that maybe they got out, but their jewelry was still on the fire. But you know, of course, gems will stay. But you may need things cleaned or reset or any of these things. They are offering all that to be free at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've gone through fires before, their employees have, so they understand this. So if you've had stuff that's damaged, please bring it into Four Winds Jewelry. Let them take a look at it, see if they can fix it for you. Free of charge to reset and clean in those. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. I'm
your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit cards. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on the Chelly Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a full-service department. Whether you need a simple part or you're not sure what the problem is, we have the staff to advise you and locate the proper item. Shop where the contractors shop, with the backing of a complete service department to take care of installation and warranty needs.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned Brand Tours dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Reading. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to our show.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to KCNR 1450.
It is.
Gotta take a breath there, buddy.
Yeah, took a deep breath.
I'm not, you know what? I think I was just really complimented right then. 70 degrees out there, 101 high today, a low of 72 tonight. Humidity is up just a little bit, which is good, which is good. The weather this week's going to be like this. And if you look outside, it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy as far as the air quality index. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Now, Home Helpers has been it's ramped up because there's a lot of people that need aid, a lot of people that have lost their homes and they're moving in maybe with their with loved ones or neighbors that need extra help. Well, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She's there. She'll get over there. She'll take a look at your situation. It's a free consultation. And have the people there to help you. It's Home Helpers. It's absolutely fabulous. Great person. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
Did you get lots of birthday wishes?
You know what? I haven't checked. I haven't looked at Facebook. I think that there was.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank
you. Found out it was your birthday.
Yeah,
it was,
thank you. And
it was really great.
I want to thank everybody that did say happy birthday to me.
The family who came around. And,
yeah, it was, you know what?
lower key than we were originally planning. But
under what's going, you know, what has been around us, you know, I so much appreciate our friends and family.
Yeah.
And our friends. Like
well, good morning, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. If you're just tuning in from Enjoy the Magazine, and we love our first Monday of the month, of course. It is the first Monday August. And we're talking about, we're all continuing in the aftermath of the car fire. But we have businesses, and I just want to thank you so much because we did have family, even through all the catastrophe, that came and visited for Carl's birthday, and we sent them to your store.
We were open. We were.
And they were wanting to bring things from the store back to Albuquerque, which they found some lovely things.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I was there, you know, working on Sunday. We were closed for a single day, you know, and then, funny enough, the weekend came, and, you know, we were closed on Sunday, and I happened to be working in there, and people were rattling the doors, so I'd open the door, and it was surprising, and that's kind of what changed my mind. It was not to be insensitive, but, you know, there were a lot of people that were out and about that were from out of the area that were stuck here that wanted something to do, and they kept telling me, okay, you know, can you open? And I said, yes. So we just decided to stay open, and there were a lot of local residents that were thanking us, saying just, you know, this, we're just so stir crazy and we don't know what to do. We just need something that feels normal.
You've got to go have normalcy. Yeah. It's got to, people have got to have that, you know, that stable feeling. Mm-hmm. And so the more things we can make like that, the better it's going to be. And people
and
will start.
So nice to watch people reach out and they come in and they're building some type of a gift or, you know, a gift crate or just using a product in the store as some type of a vessel, like a beautiful new pasta bowl with a great saying embedded on it to just give to somebody saying, we're here, you know, we love you, you know, this is a gift, and this gift can be now used in the building of, you know, of your, the future of whatever it is that you're going to do, if you're going to rebuild or, so it's been very interesting. And as we mentioned, you know, one of our employees lost her home or her mother lost her home. So it's been really great to see the outreach of her friends and family doing things for her, and they're using the store as kind of the base station for them. So they're making deliveries of stuff and, you know, things, and it's just so great to watch how the community is just banding together.
And I just have to say that for every bad thing that I hear, negative thing I hear 100 positives.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know?
So I try to really concentrate more on all those happy, you know,
which is
warm.
What our magazine's about.
Right. your mother's here, and she was evacuated.
She's sitting right next to me.
Yeah, she was evacuated. I'm sure that was traumatic.
Yes, yeah. And it was.
And you said, be with me. Come stay with me.
And, you know, she could have stayed with all of her friends at the place she was living, but I just was nervous for her. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want it to be, and it wasn't, I'm sure. I think things probably went pretty smooth. But the fire actually got on their property and was 10 feet away from burning that building down. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was there
I didn't realize
yesterday.
It was that close.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that was right there, Bonaventure and 299, right?
Yep. Yep.
Gee.
So yeah, it was scary.
Well, it was burning across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Burnt those homes across
the
street.
The houses in the neighborhood are all pretty much. A lot of houses are gone. So, but she's been with us. She went down to my sister's in Marin County for a week, and now she's back here, and we're just waiting to get her in her home. So,
yeah.
So yeah. And
isn't
that's this week. This
isn't
week
she adorable?
She is.
I know.
You are adorable.
She's so much a Rhonda.
Everybody loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. It's been great to have her around, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, she's over there. She says she's still not sure about James, though.
Well, it's interesting what happens through tragedy, people pulling together and the kindness that comes from people, neighbors helping neighbors.
Right.
And I took all my art off because we were not evacuated, but we were waiting for the call.
It was morning. It was like on its way.
So I took all the art, still back in storage here at the, you know, just waiting. Mm-hmm. I still haven't put it back up. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a whole other thing. But you know how it is. You just go through your house and think, gee, you know, there's my grandmother's and there's my this and there's my antique and there's my the. So I'm sure, you know, we mourn. We help people to mourn by what can we do in order to love on you and help you through this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
we have this beautiful August issue that's sitting in front of us. And I, you know, again, a little caveat, I apologize now if there's anything that's in the magazine that, you know,
is no longer there.
Yeah, kind of a thing.
I mean, I hate to say that.
But it's produced before, so we're not being insensitive. But there, you know, there is the possibility that there's something in here that we wrote about that doesn't exist anymore. So, unfortunately. And we have this beautiful cover that just, you know, I just look at it and think, that's what I want to be doing. And,
don't we all want to be doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, now the cover isn't, because there's a lot of people with weird imaginations at this point. Is somebody laying on their back in the water?
Spitting water up like
water
a water
fountain. Yeah, like they're in the...
So cool and refreshing.
Like in the river or the lake or
and
something
Jacob,
like that.
Oh, Jacob. Jacob Boonger on the front, and there's a picture of him inside. And we have gotten tons of comments that he's quite a little hottie, isn't he? I showed it.
It's like a male model.
When you turned your head, when you turned your head, Carl, I showed it to Linda, and she was like biting her lips. So.
I went, ooh. Tarzan.
You didn't have to turn my head because you know she feels free to do that.
Yeah.
And he went to Foothill High School, so he is a local boy. That's really cool.
That's cool.
So this is a really great issue. Again, I'm really proud of what we've put together here. You know, again, every single month we're putting together anywhere between a 90 and 114-page magazine that really reflects the strength and the beauty and the good things that our North State communities
have
to offer. So one of the first stories that pops here is actually a story that was written by Kimberly, who we've been talking about all morning, that took, you know, a pretty heavy loss. And it's Be Kind, Unwind, Relax, Your Way to a Better You. And it's it couldn't be more appropriate at this point.
Yeah.
You know, again, no offense if somebody doesn't have a bathtub or something anymore, but, you know, if you're in a hotel or staying with friends. And this just is kind of a blow-by-blow article on just taking the time to think about and put into your schedules, just even something if it's 10 minutes breathing, to find a way to give yourself a little bit of peace and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a pedicure, take a soothing bath, adult coloring books. I didn't even know they existed, but
yes.
I guess there are a lot of people that this is a kind of a new rage.
No, I have a girlfriend that's what she wants for her birthday all the time, or the adult.
Yeah,
coloring
books. Because I guess it just takes your mind
off. It's
offline.
Relaxing as heck.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And I've actually seen people doing it lately somewhere, and I was like, they looked just kind of blissful and, you know, mouth kind of popped over and drooling.
It takes them back, probably. Hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
This Thursday, August 9th, from our friends over at Jersey Mike's, you know, Bev Mills and them, they're having a fundraiser to the benefit of the family of fallen firefighter Jeremy Stoke. And this is the man that my friend Bill was talking about Saturday night. This, you know, when you just see his name, you don't know who he is, but Bill said who he was, a man that enjoyed life, a man that was admired by so many people. And Jersey Mike's is donating 50% of everything made from the day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. this Thursday, August 9th, at Jersey Mike's.
That's
for
cool.
The family of fallen firefighter Jeremy Stoke. We'll be there, and I'm sure thousands of others will be there.
I like me a sandwich.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Jersey Mike's makes some great subs, too. My son, you know, is from Philly. He talks about Jersey Mike's. He says, you can't find subs anywhere. Here you are. Okay, we're with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie gow. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, and jackpot blackjack. Plus, mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. 500 cash up for grabs and 500 free slot play. Explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. On Thursday, August 16th, our 21 pit is turning up the volume and transforming into the Major League Party Pit.
The Party Pit.
Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables and $1,500 in awesome prizes. Dress in your favorite teams. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time.
All the time.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KTNR 1460 on this Monday morning.
August the 6th, 2018. This portion of the show brought to you by... You know, I want me Kenny.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
Makes me want to dance.
Me too.
And I need to right now.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, down there, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Place to visit probably this week sometime, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Here in the first Monday of every month, they're here to share with us. And we've been sharing, of course, some of the, you know, members of their family at the store have been been hit. Rhonda's mom's here, was evacuated. They wanted to evacuate her mom down to Napa. Now, I'm not sure.
Where they took him, but then they brought him back to Hilltop Estates, like I think last week.
Okay.
But originally took him to Napa.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were going to do a wine tour.
I was going to say, it was a wine tasting going on down there. So many people touched and more. But the issue here was, and as we pointed out, that there may be things in this issue are no longer here.
I know. And I was trying to wrap my head around it because I just am devastated thinking about, you know, we're producing the September issue is in production now. And we've had to make significant changes just because things that we were doing stories on
had to be changed. Yeah,
I mean it's amazing.
Oh yeah, I remember what your cover was going to be. Well, it's going to be something that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
it will exist. It just has to be rebuilt.
It's going
to
be rebuilt, but you know, just look at I heard it's at Whiskey Town is now closed, and it's going to be closed the rest of the summer, and it may be closed a lot longer.
That's part of my heavy heart is to try to think what it's going to look like.
And we're going to take a big hit financially, too, because so many people go there, and, I mean, from out of town. So that's a big part of, you know, our
economy, our tourism.
Well, you know, and people cancel things, though, you know, like out at the out at the lake. You know, yeah. Businesses out at the lake, they canceled mm-hmm. because of the fire. Mm-hmm. Even though that, you know, it, there was some there, but then you look at things like the fly shop mm-hmm. and other places that people were coming in to visit, and they see the fires, and, of course, naturally they back off on yeah. it. So.
Yeah. For a little while, anyway.
For a little while. And then what they do is they just reschedule them yeah. and hope to bring them back in again in two or 3 weeks.
But what I was thinking is, what my heart hurt was that, you know, everything to the west of us just seems to be annihilated. And I was just thinking, you know, that's so much of what we see and do. But, you know, thankfully, we've got to then get resilient and smart about then promoting areas, you know, again. So to the east of us, thankfully, at this point during the summer, we still have a whole landscape that's just absolutely... Mm-hmm.
Lassen yeah. is still, I mean, it's mm-hmm. even though they had their own little fire, I think, yeah. but
did they get that under control?
I believe they did. And then you have, you know, as you head towards Shingletown, they dodged the bullet yeah. on this one. And so you're right, out to the west, there's so many things to do. And these two will recover. I mean, yeah. it's just going, you know, it wants to, you know.
It's sad, though, because when you yeah. go to Whiskey Town, I always walk and say one side to the west, it's absolutely gorgeous. And then you kind of look to the east on the shores. And up in the hills, you're always like, oh, you know, there aren't that many trees there. And I was up there the other day scouting Oak Bottom because I wanted to work with the Park Service and stuff to see if we could do a movie out there at Oak Bottom, do Jaws,
yeah.
and do this whole thing in the water,
oh,
you know, really kind of fun,
yeah.
right? So I have plans. But anyway, I went out there and I was looking and I was like, why aren't there any trees on this side of the mountain? And then I realized, oh, there are. That was hit by a fire at some point, and they had gone back and they had planted all the trees. And
wasn't
the trees,
that, yeah, that
the,
wasn't that long ago. They yeah, had that
the,
fire.
Yeah.
The trees might have been 6 foot to 10 foot tall, but there were tons of them. And I thought, oh, there they are. Give them another 20 years, and they're going to be beautiful. Well, I'm sure those don't even exist anymore. So now they have to start all over again. And I just thought, how sad.
Your business, Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine, is about covering the area. So you have so many people in different communities.
Yes.
Where you do stories on their businesses, you do stories about the people, not just in Reading, but you
do
Chico and
everywhere.
Gosh, there's Top. Eureka. There's yep. a thing about the arts, the art fair that's happening in Eureka,
mm-hmm.
and some dude ranches that are in this article, mm-hmm. and trips that people need to know about. We just encourage people to still go out and.
More so than ever.
It really
take the time to maybe try something new that you
right.
haven't. You know, venture out now in what's not affected. And
people need you.
Discover
people,
it and promote it.
Don't you feel that more mm-hmm. so than ever? Mm-hmm. Is that maybe what you're hearing about people in the store saying, you know, maybe they're not displaced, but they just need to come and touch the bowl that was made by somebody locally or mm-hmm. or look at, you know, and I just it is retail therapy.
Yeah, in some senses. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
So thank you for the service. And what is happening in the store? Let's talk about a little bit about
the store. We're making some, you know, we're continue to evolve and make some changes. We have an announcement here in the back of the magazine real quick. It says, hello, sweet tarts. And we've got these beautiful, yummy looking little pie tarts. And
yeah, because Carl, you know what he wanted for his birthday?
What?
An apple pie. He didn't want cake.
Yeah.
Apple pie was what
I'm
it was
a pie
about.
Person, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
see that, Carl?
I want a birthday pie
yeah.
or a cobbler or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, this is we're making an announcement that we've actually started to solidify a partnership with Diego at Tantarini's Italian Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
On the southeast side of town. And he's going to be starting to supply us some basic things like his tarts and his... scones and stuff. So, we launched this magazine. Here it is, and it's out, and we haven't got any product yet, and that's been my bad just because I haven't ordered it because I didn't want to order it and not be fresh.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So these are the things that we've picked with him that are packaged, that he actually packages and, have a little bit of a shelf life that we
right.
have in our bakery case.
I like it.
So that's something that's new. We've now also partnering with a baker out of Chico that's called Flick of the Whisk, and we're going to be bringing in some of her baked goods. So we're continuing to evolve and expand, our business base and continuing to provide even more locally made products,
mm-hmm.
but just different categories and genres that we've had in the past. And so we're excited about that, yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So now are you guys open on Sundays?
We are not right now, but mm-hmm. we've considered it. We've talked about it. What I'm trying to do is actually reach out to some of our neighbors and say, hey, you know, we're trying to kind of brand our Four Corners.
There you
know, when
go.
You hear people say Four Corners, you know they're talking about Enterprise, right? You know, the Four Corners.
Right.
So I've been trying to be creative and figure out a way. What could we call our little Four Corners section and the blocks that are attached to those mm-hmm. Four Corners? Because in those Four Corners and their associated blocks, there's a lot to do
right.
where we are. There's, you know, there's Jamie's Place, which is the new tattoo parlor. There's Final Draft. There's
Deja Vu.
Carousel, Deja Vu. And then on our side, you know, there's
Wilda's.
Yeah, Wilda's and Shameless and Jack's and
Marte
Salon and us. And then on another one, you've got For Elise and you've got the new, what do they call the new pizza place?
Oh, Fratelli's?
Fratelli's.
Fratelli's, okay. Not
and Bog Bean. And I mean, there's a lot. You
right.
can just
there's
park.
A lot going in there.
Yeah.
But, and you know what's going to happen too, as we know, in August, I think 18th. Is Bethel Church is going to start coming down to the Cascade Theater. Mm-hmm. They have rented okay. the Bethel Church on Sundays down that, there for to expand their services.
The Cascade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did I
yeah.
say?
You did.
Oh, I did say the Cascade.
Yeah,
yes.
I just
okay.
was confirming you
yeah,
said Cascade.
Okay. Cascade.
And usually
they have,
yeah.
they've rented it out starting
yeah.
in August here, which is going to bring
yeah.
1,000 people
right. and
downtown.
Sunday's usually.
And they're going to want breakfast.
Well, that's
nobody.
Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So, if you know,
yeah.
you're right. So
I think Deja Vu's open on Sundays, right?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, but
yes.
not only breakfast,
yes.
but lunch, you know, depending on what time the
yeah.
service is,
sure.
how many services there are,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, if there's, I think it's for one service, but if it's at 10, it's over at 11:30,
mm-hmm.
then you've got lunch, you've got walking around from people
mm-hmm.
going to be parking all around there too. So it's going to bring Sunday, it's going to do an upbeat on the business on Sunday. So.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. I forgot that was happening. I did hear that, but I didn't know when they were starting.
I think it's in August.
Yeah.
I say the
yeah.
18th, but I could be wrong
Maybe
on that.
Maybe they already did.
Could be. We need to find
is
out.
Is it going
to
be simulcast, or is this a separate service that's being handled by a different
I
one?
Have, you know what? I have no idea. You've run to the extent of my knowledge when I saw that they were leasing the Cascade on Sundays for a extended period of time.
Okay.
So, okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with James Masada, Rhonda Alvey, Linda Bott. Enjoy the magazine.
From Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Reading Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40, 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Reading Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster,
I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, welcome back to Casey and our 1460 here on our live program this morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. With all these things going on like now, North State Security, ounce of prevention since 1968, their 50th year. Maybe you need to give them a call at 243-0295 to help with your businesses and your homes with the police responding everywhere else. And we know looters are out. Mm. And they are the lowest of the low, the vermin that are out there. We had one in our street that was met by armed resistance. Mm-hmm. And the last time was seen was running down the street just as fast as he could possibly run. Because he didn't belong on the street. He was trying to open up cars. So this is where North State Security can really help you. Give them a call, 243-0295. They're there to help everybody. Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Enjoy the magazine, enjoy the store. And we're trying to, you know, we try to get into upbeat parts of the magazine, but then we all kind of come back to things that are going on. And the fact is there are still many things. As time goes on here in the next couple of weeks, and people are going to start, and like you said, Linda, take that step back. And you've got an article in there about, you know, being able to relax before this thing had happened.
Yeah.
People are going to need time to kind of get away. Okay, things have settled a little bit. They got back in their homes. The cleaning has taken off. And now they need a little something to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that enjoy that you can see. If you know, I'd say you could drive over to the coast, but Mendocino County's on fire.
Yeah.
So.
The coast, our friends just went there this weekend. They were social meeting us. They wanted us to go, but we just couldn't.
Yeah.
And they're over there having a good time, and watching them. They're not in Mendocino. They're over in Eureka, Arcata. Yeah.
I did see where that, you know, some people were over there on the coast there, and it was with the wind blowing from the ocean, it was kind of like.
They said it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So what else we have here?
We have a new library in Tehama County, the Tehama County Library in Red Bluff. Actually, I think it's been open for a little while, but it's in
the beautiful.
Yeah, it's in the Red Bluff Daily News building on Diamond Avenue. So this is a nice little story about the Tehama County Library in Red Bluff.
And we also have a new section that, and I shouldn't say it's new. We've been doing it for what, maybe 6 months?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. Has it been that long already? Anyway, it's called What We're Enjoying, and it's our staff. Always finding things that, you know, all of a sudden somebody will come in and say, what are you, you know, Rhonda will say, what are you enjoying right now? And I'll just throw something out that comes to my mind. And then at that point, that's kind of what I own, and it's my responsibility to go, you know, get it. Yeah. And then we take it, you know, these pictures are actually just snapshots off of our phone.
That's great.
We just take pictures of them, and then Rhonda and Michelle throw them together. But it's always just kind of something that's in our life happening at that moment that comes to our mind.
That's wonderful.
And we post it kind of. So it's kind of like a social media, like a little blog post, but it's in print. And so, you know, we have, what is this? Yvonne was her jasmine green tea that she gets from Pagoda. I don't know if you know where Pagoda is.
No, but want to know about it.
Yeah, it's a really great place. It's over there in that building that's by Shasta Regional, that new kind of really big modern building with the underground parking.
Okay.
That has been there for a long time.
Long time.
And it was vacant for a really long time on Butte Street.
Yeah.
Behind the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as always, Rhonda is always food. No,
I'm just joking. And this place, I love this place. The food, the amount of food you get is incredible. But
the old mill eatery and smokehouse.
It's always good.
These are two things that we're not aware of.
It's such a cute little building. It looks like a little log cabin on Shasta Dam Boulevard. And the portions are gigantic. It's just delicious.
What's the name of this place?
It's Old Mill Eatery and Smokehouse. And I usually take
it's right there at the edge of town, right?
Yeah.
I
think it's Ashby and Shasta.
Is it close to the fire department or not?
Oh,
we don't know.
I think so. I think it is a block or so away.
It's a good place to eat.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
is it still there?
Really nice people. I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's still there. Okay. Well, Shasta. All the Shasta.
Yeah.
They did not get.
They were scared. It was scary for a while. But.
And then I happened to be when I was asked working with one of our vendors who comes in at Coyote Creek, and she does all kinds of things from soaps and lotions, but she does some really great, very aromatic essential oil-based candles. And so she's got a couple new candles that came out that I'm obsessed with. And so I just said,
"What are those? What are the candles you're obsessed with? What's the scent?"
There's a what was it? An amber something amber. There's a cedar saffron.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm into really
woodsy,
dark and leathery, and you know,
well,
whip. No, candles.
You're so funny. No, it sounds woodsy.
Yeah, right. And then I think what is it here? Michelle has a aromatherapy stress relief body cream.
Mm. That could be used stress relief.
Yeah, right. And then Emily, I think, has got a little collection of movies that she's watching, which is Ocean's 13. So just kind of, it's really a fun thing. This is one of my favorite things to do because it's just kind of always spur of the moment. It's like, okay, we're going to press, what are you thinking now? And, you know, we'll be like, oh, this is what I'm really into and doing it. And then
we usually go, oh, crap, we got to find stuff. No, not really. I mean, kind of, but not really. we got to do that.
Another section in the magazine that I'm really been liking too, and we've been doing it for a little while, is the one where we are our town, and we've been going around to just individuals, asking them what they're thankful for, what they appreciate. And so we have person this month, which is Joe Vine. He's the owner of the Copy Center in downtown Red Bluff.
And it's just kind of how you see your town and what,
drives you to be a good citizen and you know.
He looks like a happy guy.
He is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. And, you know, he actually works with me once a month. He has a beautiful, really cool, tricked-out trailer that's got, like, it can be beer on tap, and it's got televisions in the wall, and there's barbecues on it and satellite TV. And, like, so you can rent it to do really cool events. And once a month, Dignity uses his trailer, and it's transformed into the Hello Human Kindness trailer, and it comes to Movies in the Park, and it's always the third Friday of the month, and Dignity hands out free drinks and free popcorn to all of our guests at Movies in the Park, and he runs that for them, so he's been hired to do that for them.
Well, tell us what Movies in the Park is on Friday.
This Friday we're at Enterprise Park in the soccer fields up front, which it's also known as Kids Kingdom, but we're up on the top portion. And we are showing Moana.
Yay.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I hear that's great. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
I was rubbing your back because I like you.
I was like, what do you want? What do you want?
Am I going over? Is it time to break? No, I was just rubbing your back because I like you.
Okay. Well, do you have a question?
So, yeah, we skipped one Friday just because of the fires.
Yes.
And then, again, we've had a lot of people asking us, please, please.
Last week, even, you know, you had 100 people. Still, 100 people showed up. And so, you know, this is...
Which is a very small crowd for us.
Well, it is a small... But
normalcy.
Considering I mean, like you said, the ash coming down, and you could...
Of the things we're trying to work on, and we just didn't have the time this Friday, but starting today, you know, I've talked to the city, and I've talked to Raba, and we've talked about maybe having the ability to have some buses come to some of the evacuation centers and just busing people into the movies, and so that they have some form of entertainment, and then taking them back to the center when the movie's over, so... That's something that we're working towards. I can't promise that will happen, but we'd really like to do something like that. And then we're going to be probably doing, and it's a little premature, but we're going to be partnering with Member First Credit Union, and we're going to be doing a special showing through them just for the community. It'll be open to the public, and we'll be using it as a kind of a fundraiser for fire victims and things. I'm not sure how it's going to really wash out, but we're going to be doing, I think it's Star Wars Return of the Last Jedi. Is what we're going to be showing, but just something.
I'm the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. We look forward to the first Monday of every month.
Us too.
With Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we just really appreciate you so much being in our lives, first of all, being part of our community, being with us since we've started, 10 years now.
And Mom, I hope you get back in there pretty quick, Hey, everybody, tomorrow Erin Risner is going to be with us. They're having a big meeting today. They're talking about the way forward, and she's going to be on tomorrow to kind of give us a synopsis of the meeting. So everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.